Number one, Gospel Radio.
Hey, welcome back. This is Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris, Jr. You're with Real Talk with the number one doctors. It's not number two or three, but number one doctors here on the West Coast. Happy to be on the show tonight. Want to give a shout out to many people, freedom fighters, that's in the struggle, standing for justice, equality, and liberation. We just want to thank you for staying on the front lines. We know that injustice to one is injustice to all. We do a lot of heavy lifting here across the country. We just want to, you know, live in a society right now where we can be able to live in harmony. But that's not the case right now that we're dealing with here in the United States of America. There will be a movement press conference tomorrow, rally, if I may say, which starts at 11:30 a.m. And the press conference will follow the rally in regards to the incarceration of our people. We're right now in a genocide state here in America, to where our people are being treated as chattel. When I say chattel, chattel means chattel slavery. Here in the prisons, institutions, we know that there are many political prisoners that is locked up. Many of our Black Panther Party folks are still locked up behind rogue cops and et cetera. We know that Reverend Pinckney, I was just told here, was just released from prison a couple of months ago. And I was told that Reverend Pinckney is going to be coming to the West Coast, possibly to do another tour of the West Coast, so that we can kind of hear from his perspective. I believe he was locked down for 3 or 4 years, I believe. Don't hold me to that. But it was something near that. He was a political prisoner. Even our government here in Fresno tried to bring me up on rogue charges also. But, you know, we just sit in a time right now where we have to be very careful. We have to be very mindful of what's going on here in America. If you study history, you will see that all the way from the start of time, how Black people have been made to live as second-class citizens here in this country. Continue to deal with the injustices of this law enforcement that we have that's killing and murdering Black and brown people at a high rate. And if they don't kill them or murder them, they'll lock them up and incarcerate them for many, many different silly reasons. And so tomorrow, there's going to be a press conference here in Fresno, 11:30 a.m. There will be a rally press conference we'll be following. So I just want to read the press release as stated right now. It says, "We the People Org will be having a rally press conference. The rally from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. will be to stand up against industrialized slavery, a.k.a. mass incarceration. Two-thirds of the prisoners' population is black and brown men, women, and children. Minorities and the poor are targeted in the judicial system. Instead of our communities getting resources to help, the disadvantaged are being classified as criminals and thrown into cages. We the People, or as a nonprofit social justice watchdog organization, here to push change in our communities. At the press conference at 12:15 p.m. to 1 p.m., We the People, or will be announcing and explaining their initiative, the People Fair Sentence and Public Safety Act 2018, being moved into the California November 18 ballot. It is the next monumental step to dismantling the three strikes law. So basically, what we have here is the three strike law being dismantled. If many of you know about the three strike law, it's a law that will keep you in prison for the rest of your life. It's a law that doesn't fit the crime. So if you were to, if you had two strikes and you went in, let's say you were hungry and you took a banana and you got caught, well, California will look at that as your third strike, and then you'll be in prison for the rest of your life. So the issue is, the conversation from my perspective, is that, you know, we're throwing people in prison and we're not trying to rehabilitate them, but the amount of money that we're paying to house people inside of the cages, we can be using that money to help educate them, bring that money back to the community for our parks and different things like that. And so, you know, We the People Org has stepped up to the plate. They are, I did have an opportunity to speak to the founder of the organization, not in great detail for a long time, but just, you know, introducing myself to him, and we'll be talking at a later date. And trying to see how we can help this movement that's being started right now. Sister Victoria is the point person here in Fresno, California. I have been working with her closely, giving my expertise to her. For as you know, how to, you know, do a press conference and the different, you know, the do's and the don'ts and et cetera. But she's doing a great job organizing the press conference for tomorrow. And so I'm not sure. She mentioned to me how many signatures they need to get this on the ballot for 2018. But I can't remember the numbers that she told me that one will need to get this on the ballot of 2018. And so we're asking all of the community tomorrow, those who believe in justice and those who understand that the system that is in place is not a fair system, but we want to come out tomorrow in numbers, and we want to come out and stand in solidarity with our sister and We the People Org organization. My parishioners, church members, and different those who are stand with me will be there tomorrow. I also will be speaking at the press conference also to our community, encouraging them to get involved with this movement here. Change starts with us as individuals. And if we want something done, then we need to do something about it. You know, whining and complaining and all that type of stuff just don't cut it. And so we're at a time right now where if we want the three strikes law to be dismantled, then that means we have to step up to the plate. That means we have to get off our recliner. That means that we have to do a lot of things, right, that that will come with real change. There's a cost that comes with everything here in America. Many people, my ancestors who have died, was lynched, murdered, shot, tied up and put over a railroad track and a train run them over. A lot of my ancestors who were hung in the South in trees and over bridges. I can just see the pictures right now in my little mind of our little sisters and women and grandmas hung over bridges, hung in trees, you know. And it took black people to come together, stand together, and say enough is enough. We're not going to take no more. And so the only reason that lynching in America stopped was because black people stood up. Black people had to die for something here in this country to make things better for the next several generations here in America. And so that's kind of where you know where we are right now, to just give you a little fundamental base of a conversation about this press conference tomorrow. I'm pretty sure there's going to be opposition with it. I don't know if the creator will be who created the three strikes law. I believe his daughter had died, and so he was able to get a ballot initiative and to get the signatures and put it on the ballot. So we're doing the same thing. We're not sitting back, being idle. We're stepping up to the plate. We're saying we don't want the three strikes law because it doesn't fit the crime. If there was a crime a person had committed, we're just throwing the baby and the bathwater into the prison system, and we cannot do that. And so I just want to encourage everyone to come out tomorrow in front of the jail. Fresno County Jail is the location that we're going to be located tomorrow. Again, I will be speaking at the press conference tomorrow in regards to my perspective as a black man on how I feel about the three strikes law. So listen, I'm not going to hold you up, you good people, up tonight. Please pass this information along. Again, the rally tomorrow is at 11:30 a.m., 12:15 p.m., and the press conference will follow to 1 p.m. And so we just want to make sure that we get the information out in the community. The address for the press conference will be 1225 M Street, 1225 M Street. That is the Fresno County Jail, 1225 M Street, Fresno County Jail. Be there, rain or shine. We're going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to be pushing this press release all over the country, well as locally, statewide, as well as international. And so we're going to go ahead and sign out. I just hope that I will see some of you out there tomorrow in regards to dismantling the three strikes law. And so we may go live tomorrow. We may go live tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. I'm thinking about that now. You know, I do my own grassroots media coverage, And hey, I'm going to say good night to you all. It's been a long day for me. And so let's get out and support we the people.org. Let's get out and support that organization. I will be there, and I'll be saying good night to you all. Love you all. Stay safe out there. We'll look forward to seeing what the next steps are. Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.